Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes! Biggity brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. I am going solo. I am going solo on that ass because the young shooter, aka the young scooter, is hopped up on that dope sick, hopped up on that synthetic. Them good pain pills. The young shooter, Dean Collins, has had ankle surgery. He's recovering fine and dandy. Breaking that down. Plus, Deshaun Watson's sentence finally got in. Speaking of Deshaun Watson and all things sick fuck, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast signature segment, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Sick Fucks of the Week are back. All that and more in a flaming hot museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming at you right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. All right. Biggity boom, yes, have no fear, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Salt of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. Mr. New York, and the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is coming live, boom, from Nueva York, New York City. Beautiful. Beautiful day here in mid-August. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. I'm feeling real good. Really, really, really good today. I've had a busy but productive week. Beautiful day walking the streets of New York City, getting, man, I just, man, there's some times when I'm walking around New York, I'm like, yo, I might need to run for motherfucking mayor or something. Because the love that I get in New York City walking around, and I'm sure there's some people listening to this podcast that were like, yo, I just saw you today on the street. I am talking about you, my friend. Because I saw it when my man came up to me on the street, said, what's up, Duke? I was like, I know this guy listens to the podcast. Shout out to everybody I came across in New York City this week. Just really appreciate it. And I just love it. Love New York City, especially when the weather's nice. It's a beautiful week. It's been like 79, 83 degrees, not humid, not oppressive, crazy heat, just nice, nice New York weather. Greatest city in the world, greatest time to be in the greatest city in the world. And I just really, really, really appreciate it. Hope everybody around the world is doing good. Mexico, South America, Australia, New Zealand, France. Shout out to Mr. New York. Shout out to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast listeners in London, Canada, and all across the globe. Like I said, I hope everybody is feeling good. I've had a good week. I'm going to be honest that my workouts have been impressive. They get better and better. Knock on wood. I'm not saying this with bragging, but I'm thinking about getting into like the fitness business. Like, listen, fucking Billy Blanks, okay? Body by Jake, Jack LaLanne, Suzanne Summers, Jane Fonda, Michael Rappaport, you know, Ty Bo, Disruptive Workouts with Michael Rappaport. Listen, I'll get chest naked. And my body's not anything to desire. No one's going to be like, I want Michael Rappaport abs or I want the chest and shoulders of Michael Rappaport. I want you to do better than me. That's my motto. Be better than me. I'm going to work out with you. Beat me. Shame me at my own class. But I know I can motivate. I know I can motivate because I have been working out. Listen, I'm seriously thinking about getting into the fitness business. You want me to have my shirt on? I'll keep the fucking shirt on. You want me to take the shirt off? Whatever's good for business. I am just here to motivate you. Okay? 30 minutes into the workout, we have a cough break. Everybody gets their little spit cups. You spit into a cup. You snort it out. Boom, then we get right back into the workout. You know? And if you want to stop, I got to shame you. You dumb fuck, you. You lazy cocksucker. If I can do it, you can do it too. Keep fucking jumping. Keep fucking moving. You know, together we'll cheat. Because sometimes you got to cheat. Like, listen, my last few workouts have been impeccable. I superseded my expectations, but every now and then you're like, fuck it, I don't want to do four sets. Can't three sets be enough? My wife doesn't do that, but sometimes I do that. I haven't done it lately. And I'm, fuck the cheating. But winners never cheat, cheaters never win. But if you ain't cheating, you ain't winning. I don't know. Listen, there's many ways to look at it. The bottom line is that Disruptive Workouts with Michael Rappaport at the Disruptive Gyms across the globe, and not a bad idea. We start in the five boroughs. We open up our flagship store somewhere in Manhattan. I'm giving out towels. We're meeting the people. We're greeting the people. We're doing the damn thing. Disruptive Fitness with the Gringo Man Dingo. It's got a fucking ring to it. But I will say this. Today, I was doing press for the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, letting everybody know that we are on iHeart, that we are worldwide. And I know you guys are probably like, press, why do you need to do press? Because I need more people to be aware of the world's most disruptive podcast. I need more people to come to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. There are still podcasts that, in my opinion, are not as good as the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, that somehow, some way have more listeners. The world needs to know about the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. But I was up early. Nothing to me. It means nothing. I go to sleep early. You know that me and my wife would get in the bedroom average 7 o'clock, between 7 and 7:30. We get in the bed. We don't go to sleep. But we get in the bed 7:30. I told my friend Toby that the other day. He was bugging. He was like, yo, you guys really do that before the sun goes down? I go, yeah, during daylight savings. We're in that fucking bed 7:30. 9 out of 10 days. Then we watch our TV. Could be The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Could be The Bachelorette. Could be I don't know, Flatbush Misdemeanors, which I'm watching the second season of that show on Showtime, which I really, really like. Could be a movie. We could just be on our phones, totally ignoring each other. Could be a game. I've been watching the Yankees. Hopefully they come out of their slump. Also, I have to give a shout out to the Jewish LeBron James of baseball. I forgot to do this the other day. Alex Bregman went on the yard on Sunday. Alex Bregman, who I know the Astros cheating and all that shit. I'm a Yankees fan. They were some cheating fucks. All right? But like I said, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. All right? A-Rod cheated and he's fucking yapping away on TV all day, every day. Cheating fuck with his dimples. That motherfucker is an embarrassment to baseball. And he's like Mr. Love now. Everybody loves A-Rod. Talking about cheating fuck. Keep him out. Is he in the Hall of Fame? I don't know. But Alex Bregman the other day promised a young girl who was present the day of the horrible shooting in Uvalde, Texas. So it was Uvalde Strong Day. And Alex Bregman hit a fucking home run deep. He came through on Uvalde Strong Day in Houston, which was a great thing. The Astros have the best record in the American League with the Yankees falling back lately. Like I said, I've been paying attention to baseball. They also have Justin Verlander, who's, is he 40? He's 39 years old, okay? Banging it out of the park. 30 fucking nine. He's 15-3 with a sub-2 ERA. He's married to Kate Upton. What more can you do? And he's putting in that work at a super-duper high level, okay? Speaking of high levels, listen. If you like baseball, if you like UFC, if you like NFL, if you like NBA, if you like lacrosse, tennis, soccer, join CaptainPicks.com and use the promo code Rappaport. This is my company, okay? We're building this fucking thing. Come rock with us for baseball, UFC, football, NBA, and more. Go to CaptainPicks.com. Use my promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. Anyway, I don't know how I got on that tangent. Oh, because I was talking about the workouts. First of all, listen, if I can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. All right? And I'm doing it. But there are days when you just say, fuck it. And today was one of those days. Now, I'm whispering because my wife's in here because she goes fucking upset because, you know, the eating is what got me. Well, there's a whole bunch of things. But since I've been out of the hospital, I've been trying to eat really, really good. But I was up early today and I just had a pang for sushi. Now, I'm not supposed to eat the sushi because of the rice. Because of the soy sauce. Soy is apparently really, really, really bad for inflammation. But I just said, fuck it. I said, fuck it. All right. And I went to Sugarfish here in New York. I'd never been there to the Sugarfish here in New York. I go there all the time in LA. And I want to just give a special fuck you to the host of the Sugarfish here in New York. The guy was such a fucking prick. You know, like, it's like, I get it. I got there later than I wanted. It was crowded. I'm not expecting to cut the line, but you could just be a little bit more gentle. He's like, everybody has to wait, even the owner. I said, the owner waits to sit down at his own restaurant? He goes, yes. We take his name, and I said, why would you need to take the owner's name? And if I'm the owner of my restaurant, I'm not waiting for anything. I'll go back there, and I'll fucking take the fucking slab of salmon, okay, and do what the fuck I want with it. But he was serious. Anyway, I wound up going to this other sushi joint, which was Omakase, which is where they give you everything you want. The sushi was really good, but, you know, these Omakase joints where they give you anything you want, I have no problem with them giving me anything what they want because I'll eat all of it, the sushi. I'll eat any of it. Squid brains, you know, the eel, you know, the eggs, the smelt eggs, the salmon, all of that. I don't care. But it takes so long. Anyway, the point is after I had that, I had, because of so much of the salt from the fish, I had a pang for some sugar. So I went to my place. There's a place on the Upper East Side called Ore Washers. O-R-W-A-S-H-E-R-S. And they make bread, like homemade bread and all kind of shit. And they also have fucking chocolate chip cookies. And I went in there, and not only did I get a chocolate chip cookie, I got a fucking brownie. I couldn't just get the chocolate chip cookie like a normal person. I got a fucking brownie and a chocolate chip cookie. Then I sat on a bench and ate it like a fucking pig. Now, I don't feel good about it, and I know this. And I will tell you this from a place of humility. We all know that when you're trying not to eat good and then you eat that shit, not the sushi. The sushi's fine. The sushi cheat day's fine every so often for somebody like myself. But the cookie, it would have been bad enough with the cookie. But what kind of a fucking animal gets a cookie and a brownie? I couldn't just have one. I had to double dip it and double dick it. And I got the cookie and the brownie like a true, true pig. And it felt good going in, but then afterwards I was like, why you do that to yourself? Also, like, I felt bad specifically for my wife because I was like, I know I was just in the hospital and I promised myself that I would, you know, go on the right track, and I didn't do that. I fucked up. Not to say that it's a major setback, it's going to do anything bad to me, but, like, you know, when you set a goal for yourself, you want to keep the goals. But it sure, like I said, it sure did taste good going in. Again, the name of the place is Ore Washers. O-R Washers. It's on the Upper East Side. Fantastic home-baked breads, cakes, fucking cookies. They got the chocolate chip cookies, the oatmeal cookies. They got the Sunday surprise. They got the carrot cake. They got the banana this cake. You know, all sorts of exotic stuff and all these breads, pumpernickel bread, you know, this kind of bread, that kind of bread. You know, rye bread, sourdough bread. They got the multi-grain bread. I know they got some, they got a lot of challah bread, right? You need the challah bread. They got all kinds of Jewish breads in there amongst the challah bread. You know, they got all kinds of baguettes, brioche. They got all kinds of shit in there. Focaccia breads. They got Jewish focaccia breads. Again, it's called Ore Washers. Don't DM me and say, where's the place? You know, what's the name of the place? I've said it 7 times so far. You know, of course, they got all kinds of the rye breads and all that stuff, and it's all homemade. They make it all there. They bake it, and it's good. And it lured me in there today. So I like I said, I don't feel proud of myself. And I did work out. I worked out this morning, too. You know, the jump rope routine, the jumping jack routine, you know, my weights. I'm doing my burpees, trying to get my burpee game up. And, you know, of course, my core, you got to work on that core. How about some hardcore? Yeah, we like it raw. Shout out to MOP from Brownsville, Brooklyn, the great rap duo from MOP, Billy Dans, Lil Fame, Fox. Love MOP music. Yo, you want to get hype? You want to get ready to rob a bank, do a heist, you know, do some weights, some jumping jacks, some jump rope. Listen to some M.O.P. That shit'll get you ready to fucking run through a building. I Am Rappaport
Podcast. In an era where watching sports means making money from your couch, there's only one team to join. Captain Picks. Captain Picks was created to help break all bookies for beginning bettors or seasoned veterans. Strategy, expertise, bankroll management. By signing up for a daily, weekly, or monthly subscription, you receive an all-access pass to curated U.S. and global sports picks that are made by professional handicapping captains 24/7. Make money around the clock. This is a community built of men and women just like you who want to win but don't have time to attack the lines alone. Use promo code VCASH at checkout to get a buy one, get one free on any one-time membership purchase at CaptainPicks.com. Captain Picks, the time to win is now.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch the second episode of one of my favorite shows that I watch in bed with my wife. She loves it too, Hard Knocks. You know, and like I said on the last episode, that show is so well edited and so well put together. And football is such an amazing sport and has such a military-esque sort of culture to it. Especially training camp and the coaches. And, Hard Knocks will get you thinking that any team that's being focused on Hard Knocks is really got a chance. Now, obviously, Detroit, I imagine they're going to do better than they did last year. They got some great draft picks. They won three fucking games last year. But their coach, Dan Campbell, and the other coaches, they got a lot of former players, you know, coaching for them. A lot of guys that, you know, grew up watching. They got Deuce Staley, who was a dope-ass running back for Philly. Who else did they have up there that I really like? They got the receiver coach, Antoine Randall from the Steelers, Brian Duker. They got good personalities. They're fun to watch on Hard Knocks. But again, they won 3 games last year. They'd be lucky to win 6 games. But while you're watching it, I'm telling you, you're like, yo, these motherfuckers are going to do it. Mark Brunell's the quarterback coach. Remember, fucking Mark Brunell had a very, very good career. Anyway, you know, with that head coach and the players and Liev Schreiber's voiceover, you're really like thinking like, yo, this fucking team has a chance. They got no chance. And I mean no disrespect to the Detroit Lions or any Detroit Lion fans or any Detroit I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast listeners. But you guys ain't doing jack bone. Sorry. Okay? Anyway, we just released the All Housewives podcast. I promised, delivered. It's a lot of fun. I got my man Norman Baker, Norman from the Wendy Show, who I had a great time. You know, he was out there with me. He's a producer and just sort of a reluctant, you know, happenstance on-air personality. So he came on and he's talking all things Housewives with me. If you don't love the Housewives, you're not into that. You don't have to listen, but tell your wife, tell your girlfriend, tell your boyfriend, tell your friend who's a friend, who's a friend who loves the Housewives. It's a great episode and it's out. Now, speaking of football, Deshaun Watson, they finally came down with the sentence for Deshaun, put your weight on, sick fuck Deshaun Watson, quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. They gave him 11 games. They suspended him 11 games. It's a weird number. Odd numbers are always weird to me. I always feel like even numbers just make more sense to me. You know, I don't know, that's just the way my brain works. But he sat out all season last year for Houston, and he's going to be sitting out 11 games this year. 11 games, and they fined him $5 million for being a sick fuck. He also has to go to a behavioral expert and follow a treatment program. What kind of treatment do you get for being a sick fuck? Yo, Deshaun Watson is wild. Because I believe it was 24 allegations or 23. We don't fact check the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. If you've never listened to the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast, we do not fact check anything. It's a staple of the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. But there were like 60 plus allegations. There were 60 plus women totally who said that when he came in to get massages, he unfolded the loaf. Now, I'm all for unfolding the loaf, but not if a woman doesn't want you to unfold the loaf. You can't just unfold the loaf and somebody's not interested in you unfolding the loaf. And you're doing it time and time and time again. You are a sick fuck. And they called him that the other day. He was in Jacksonville. Preseason game. Screaming at him. Apparently it was 70 I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast fans screaming, you sick fuck. You sick fuck. But that whole thing has come to an end. But it's never going to end for him. Because when he comes back, they're going to be screaming that. And way worse things than you sick. And being called a sick fuck is not anything anybody wants to be called. Especially when it's being chanted by a whole football stadium full of people. But you did this to yourself, Deshaun Watson. Okay? You did this to yourself, and you're lucky. You're lucky. He's got like $250 million, and like 200 something of it is guaranteed. You'll be just fine. Oh. How could I have forgotten? The young shooter is not on this episode. I totally forgot to bring that up at the top of the show, that the young shooter, aka the young scooter, is not on this I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. You say, why is the young shooter not on the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast today? Because the young shooter just had ankle surgery. The young shooter, Dean Collins, aka Deuce Pacino, he had a skateboarding accident 8 years ago, which we've talked about and we'll have to rehash because it's so insane what he did to himself on a skateboard. He broke his ankle. Luckily, he didn't fucking kill himself. He broke his ankle skateboarding 8 years ago. He's had screws and a plate in his ankle for that many years, and he's finally getting the screws and the plate and all that other shit taken out. So he just had surgery last night or yesterday during the day, and he was hopped up on that Michael Keaton, that dope sick, that synthetic. He's on all those pain medications, and he tried to do the podcast with me. We spoke earlier, but he sounded crazy. He's like, I want to do it. He sounded like he had like all kinds of cloth and tissue in his mouth. The shit sounded fucked. Well, I'm good. Well, I'm good. I was like, you ain't doing shit. You ain't embarrassing me, Duke. You sound fucking crazy. You sound terrible. He's like, I said I'm good. I said, I was like, you can't even talk right, money. Fix your mouth. You sound crazy out here. Fix your mouth and then come talking to me about getting on the golden microphones of the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. You're not embarrassing me and embarrassing yourself. Hopped up on that synthetic. I don't know what kind of pain medication he was on, but they had him on that good. They had him on that, you know, that shit that'll have you out in the woods or walking the streets butt-ass naked, embarrassing yourself, doing crazy shit on the yard. So shout out to the young shooter, a.k.a. the young scooter, who's on a scooter. They got him a scooter because he, you know, he's recovering. It's also, he had a real, like, you know, surgery and a real thing to fix his ankle, and I'm sure we won't hear the end of it, but, you know, he couldn't do it today, and we had to, you know, do what was best for the show, which was not let this guy get on there sounding insane on the yard.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if you... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And speaking of insane on the yard, it's been a minute where I've done a full-fledged I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Sick Fuck of the Week segment. But there's been so many, and I've gotten so many submissions from so many different listeners. Shout out to OG Paul Wall, always at the front of the line, giving out all sick fuck. My man John Codling. And all the other people that DM me and that send sick fucks to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Think Tank. If you want to email me thoughts, comments, criticisms, anything you want regarding the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, you could email us at iamrappaportpodcast@gmail.com, iamrappaportpodcast@gmail.com, or DM me. We will always try to get back to you ASAP. But without further ado, let me hear the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Sick Fuck of the Week theme song. This is an award that is earned, not given. Earned, not given. It's called the Sick Fuck of the Week.
Sick Fuck. She's really fucking sick, man. She's fucking whack.
Why? Make him stop.
You smell like a sick fuck. You look like a sick
that
fuck.
Ain't supposed to be on a plane, you sick
what you,
fuck
what,
you.
What are you doing? Hey, man, leave that chicken alone. Leave the chicken alone. Well, what are you doing to the chicken? That doesn't belong in a chicken.
You hear it loud and clear. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Sick Fucks of the Week are here. The Sick Fuck is an award that is given. The Sick Fuck is an award that is earned, not given. It is an award that is earned, not given. It goes out to a certain someone with how do the French say it? Sometimes my French is bad. How do you say it? A certain je ne sais quoi. A certain something that separates you from the pack, separates you from the field of sick fucks. And there's a couple in Ohio that really just, boom, they hit it right on the nose. All things sick fuck. A couple in Ohio at an amusement park on a roller coaster ride. A roller coaster ride in Ohio during the middle of the summer. They were out there freaking off in a theme park, which you know is for kids. Take it to the zoo. Okay? Jump in the, you want a risky sexual experience? Go into the lion cage at the zoo. Go into the monkey cage at the zoo. Don't do it. Disneyland, Disney World, Great Adventure, when the carnival's in town, nobody wants it. So they got arrested for lewd behavior and indecent exposure and a couple of other sick fuck crimes. Good. Good. That's what you get. And congratulations. Now you know what you are? You're part of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Sick Fuck of the Week community. Congratulations. Another sick fuck. There's a woman on TikTok. Everybody do anything to be famous, any angle. This sick, musty, dirty animal is going on about how she doesn't shower. She's always musty. She doesn't wear deodorant. And she goes as long as she possibly can without a shower. You stink. She said she goes to bed with dirty feet and doesn't use a hairbrush. I don't use it. And her family is flabbergasted. But yet they've yet to tell you you smell bad. Well, I've never smelt you, but I know you smell like a pile okay, a pile of goat shit. And I don't know if you've ever smelled goat shit. It don't smell good. There's nothing about a pile of goat shit that smells good or that's pleasant to the nose, to the nasal system. And you're not original. You're not unique. You smell. You stink. And you're unhygienic. Okay, there's people going around with monkeypox. There's people going around with corona this, corona that. And just in general, forget the pandemic. Take a bath, you stinky pig, you. What else? I saw this video. I don't know where this person was. I don't know if this was a woman, a man. I don't know what it was. I saw this with my own eyes. There was a sick fuck. I'm telling you, I couldn't tell what this was. I'm going to just say it was a woman because it seemed like it was a woman because this person had their shirt pulled up. You could see the bra with the breastises, which appeared to be breastises in the bra. And this animal is on the train. I don't know what city it was. It could have been in like London. This animal was on the train or the bus with her pants pulled below what looked like a vagina. Who knows these days? Could be splitting the difference. You could have both. You could have a dick and a vagina. I don't know what kind of magic tricks these kids have. But this, I don't care what you is. Okay, what you claim to be, what you identify as. There's a certain decorum that everybody should follow. This person had its pants pulled all the way above what seemed like, I'm going to assume, was a vagina, a vajayjay. In public, in broad daylight. And this pig is shaving its pubic hairs on the train, on the subway. And no one's saying anything. This is like shock behavior. Like if somebody says something, you'd be like, dude, you pick your nose. You bite your fingernails in public. Why can't I shave my vagina? You animal. Just do it at home. You don't do that on the train or the bus. I don't care what you identify as. I don't care what you think you are, what you think you were, and what you think you're going to be tomorrow. Groom yourself at home. Again, are you a farm animal? You ever seen gorillas where they're pulling flies and gnats out of themselves? That's what gorillas do. And I love gorillas. Are you a gorilla on the train? Are you ape? Are you simian? Because if you're none of those things, if you don't identify as any of those things, do it at home, animal you. Going out to India, some people might label this person as a sick fuck. I label this person as a hero. So this is a hero amongst a bunch of sick fucks. But a mother of a 14-year-old girl in India, not Indiana, where there's a whole bunch of sick fucks. Oh, yeah. A whole bunch of them. A mother of a 14-year-old girl, sliced off the 14-year-old girl's boyfriend's penis, his dick, his loaf, his piece, his cock, his pipe, the other day, because the boyfriend tried to rape the 14-year-old. And the incident took place at their home. She caught him red-handed and then cut little man's dick off. Apparently, in India, they're into this. Oh, well, let me fix this. It was the mother's boyfriend. Sorry, it was the mother's boyfriend. It was the mother's sick fuck boyfriend who tried to rape her 14-year-old daughter. She caught him red-handed and then cut money's dick off. And I say, good. I say good. And some people are saying she should be arrested. She took it too far. No, she didn't. This should happen more often. You cut your dick off, and then you got to wear it around your neck for the rest of your life in a little jar. And then you got no dick. We don't replace your dick. You don't got a bionic dick. If you even live, you rape somebody, the mother, the father, somebody gets to cut that dick off. That'll be the end of rape. But there's sick people out here. You know, let me tell you something. There's a lot of sick people in New York. As much as I was praising And I love New York. 2 days ago, I'm walking around 6th Avenue. 6th Avenue in New York is, you know, a very well-known avenue. I'm walking, let's say, probably like I walked from about 14th Street to 50th Street, up 6th Avenue. Gorgeous day. Talk about being whacked out on that dope sick, that Michael Keaton, that young shooter. It was like the dawn of the fucking dead out there. And at one point, I had my headphones on. I'm listening to I don't know what. I was actually listening to, what was that? Slum Village. Very slept on, underrated, underappreciated group. Shout out to the late, great Jay Dilla. Slum Village got some shit. Anyway, a guy comes up the corner of my black dude. I couldn't tell if he was, you know, homeless or a fan, because he was kind of like one of them homeless dudes who was kind of well-dressed and well-manicured. And he's saying something to me. And then I take out my earphones. He's like, hey, man, I know you. Hey, man, you got 2 quarters? Can you give me 2 quarters? I was like, yo, my man. I said, I don't have anything, my man. He was like, fuck you, man. Fuck you. And I was like, yo, my man, because he scared me. It's a black dude, probably about my height. And just how quick he just flipped the script on me. He's like, fuck you, man, fuck you. And I'm like, yo, my man, like I stopped in my tracks, like, you know, protecting myself. Because motherfuckers will just punch you in the face. It's not personal. These are crazy people. And I said, my man, my man. He said, my man, my man. And then he kind of just 180'd and went the other way. But then when I was walking, I was like, fucking white motherfucker, white. And I'm like, I'm trying to enjoy my day. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to get into a physical altercation with a homeless dude. Like this is, and you know, motherfuckers they're fucking with people out there. And there's just zombies on a lot of the corners in New York City, especially in that 6th Avenue, 7th Avenue, Broadway, between like 14th Street and 50th Street. On the west side, 8th Avenue, it's on some zombie shit. That being said, it doesn't mean that it's not a dope city. It's not a safe city. I'm not going to say it's not safe, but you do need to keep your head on a swivel. I'm not going to front. And nobody likes to be screamed at when you're listening to Slum Village walking, enjoying a beautiful summer day. Trust me, nobody wants that shit. Anyway, that was my up close and personal experience with a sick fuck. And, you know, you don't feel settled after that happens. You know, I'm not going to front. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel comfortable. It makes you kind of jittery. It makes you kind of like, you know, watching your back, you know, keeping your head on a fucking swivel more than you normally do. And then if we're going to do sick fucks of the week, we have to ask the question we always ask with all things sick fuck. Is Florida in the house? What? I said, is Florida in Tsukasa? Hell yeah. You know, if we're doing a sick fuck of the week segment, there's no way I'm going to get out of here. There's no way we're going to escape without asking the question, is Florida in Tsukasa? I have to give this one to my man, OG Paul Wall. A woman named Carla Jefferson has been arrested. You know, Public Enemy, the great Flavor Flav, that well-known hip-hop song, 911 is a joke. Well, 911 is a joke until you need 911 or until you just harass 911. So there's a woman in Florida, of course, like I said, who was arrested for calling, harassing, belittling, cursing at, arguing with 911. She has called 911 1,252 times this year, not in a year. She has called 12,512 times. 12,512 times just this year. Carla Jefferson from Florida in St. Petersburg, Florida. We had to shut you down. You can't call 911. And if you look at the pictures of Carla Jefferson from St. Petersburg, Florida, she looks like a true blue sick fuck. It's no, listen. It's no secret Okay? 99.9% of the time, if you look up the sick fucks, they always look like what? Like sick fucks. Carla Jefferson, her calls to 911, to the police department, accounted for 10% of the calls all year. You got to go to jail. We got to put, yo, now you're in prison. She called the precinct 512 times in a 24-hour span. They said the calls were vulgar, threatening, and obscene. I would love. I bet you them shits are hilarious. I bet you Carla's calls to 911 are fantastic comedy. Anyway, they had to shut her down. I don't know what. What do you do with somebody like that? This is a person that be the mental institute. This is a person when you're walking 6th Avenue will want to fight you because you don't have two quarters. You know, and if you're a homeless person, I get it. I get it. It's not good, and I'm not belittling it in any way, shape, or form. But if you're a homeless person, I respond more to, can you help me out with anything? When you start getting specific, like, yo, can I get a dollar? Can I get two quarters? There's one guy in LA I'd see all the time. He'd be like, can I get $10? I want to, and he's going over what he wants to do with the $10. Fuck out of here, man. You get what you get and you don't get upset. I'll say it again. You get what you get and you don't get upset. I'm not giving $10. This dude would literally be like, I want to get a 6-piece Kentucky Fried. I gave it to him once and I realized he's out there every day, kicking off like his dream menu. It's not how it works, homie. Anyway, I'm done. We came, saw, we disrupted. We, Kiggity, came, saw, we disrupted. Museum quality, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. As I said at the top of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today, tell a friend to tell a friend. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is worldwide, exclusively on iHeart. You can listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Let's get out of here. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, end this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, museum quality professional podcasting. I'm done. I'm out.
Optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.